So let's get in the mood. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So this last section is going to be the power of Krishna's flute. And we're going to hear it from those who actually hear it. You and I, we may buy one. It's that famous flute player, what's his name? Yes, no, but that's not Krishna's flute. So we want to hear Krishna's flute, but not yet. Coming to a theater near you soon. But the gopis, they actually can hear it. And they are going to tell you what happens when the sound of Krishna's flute penetrates Vrindavan. So I must chant my two favorite mantras. Trinadapi sunichena tarad eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyatha. So during the day, Krishna, after breakfast, assembles with all his cowherd boyfriends, and God has chores. God has to go to work just like you. And what's his job? Take care of the calves or the cows, depending on the age. So all day he's with the other cowherd boys, and they go into the forest so that the cows and calves may graze on grass. And they come back when the sun is setting. So all day long, the gopis are feeling what is known as vipralambha. Separation from Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya teaches, separation is a higher spiritual ecstasy than union. Those of us who have family members, that's not the case. You don't like separation. Just like for the past 2.5 weeks, I was in Panama and Santiago. So towards the end, my wife finally wrote me, yeah, I do miss you. And I said, boy, I sure hope so. So in material life, we don't like separation, especially if parents, if their son, or nowadays daughter, joins the army. They may not see them for 2 years, 3 years. And if there's a Republican in the White House, don't, for sure, there'll be a war. I guarantee it. That if you vote in a Republican, the very next day, we'll have a war. Because that's all they know how to do. They don't know how to govern. All they know how to do is stop anything good for the country. Let's go to war. And who is their best friends? The NRA, the solution to every problem, more guns. If there's a problem, that's all right, more guns. That's your Republican Party. Guns and war. Go, America. So, Krishna has a job, and the gopis, throughout the day, they're simply missing. When is and they're waiting for that time when Krishna will return just before sunset, and his face and hair is covered with dust. And when the gopis see this kind of Krishna, he becomes even more beautiful. So now the gopis are going to tell us what it's like, not just for them, everyone, to hear Krishna's flute. Are you ready? Then say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, that's a good sound. That means you guys are really... Meenakshi, your kirtan did it. You brought them to focus. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare. We're in a good mood today, aren't we? Yes, whenever I come back from Panama and Santiago, I'm in a good mood for at least a week. Yes. Well said. I like that. Get a blessing for that. Very good. Very good. Yes, I do. You're my children. You're my family. As yes, because in 2 weeks we're having your program, right? Yes. So everyone should come stand up so that they see you. Stand up. So this is Om, and he's inviting all of you to his son and who else? Son, your son, Kush, and Ashna graduating. So what date? What's the date? And we start at 11 o'clock? Right. And it'll be in Angel Stadium? If it's available. Okay. Yes. So everybody must come to the program, right? Oh, of course. Even if I die, I'll come in my ghost form and do the program. Jai. The gopis of Vrindavan were so attached to Krishna, they were not satisfied simply with the rasa dance at night. They wanted to associate with him and enjoy his company during the daytime. When Krishna went to the forest with his cowherd boyfriends and cows, the gopis did not physically take part, but their hearts went with them. Yes, the gopis have chores, duties. They can't go. They have to do their chores. And because their hearts went, they were able to enjoy his company through strong feelings of separation. The gopis thus used to discuss Krishna amongst themselves. So this we should follow. When we're with each other, we should talk about Krishna. That's a devotee. Devotee is somebody, the talk is about Krishna. If somebody is not a devotee, then the talk is about, like, when I go to some places, after the program, the talk is money, money, because they're all businessmen. You know who I'm talking about. They're all businessmen, so during prasad, they're all talking business. I did an hour and a half katha, but sure enough, during prasad, let's talk money. Or they talk, in America, they talk sports. Who's going to win? Miami. San Antonio. Or they talk politics. Or they talk so many things, but devotees... We should be talking about Krishna. Yes. Our beloved Krishna plays his flute with his delicate fingers, and the sound he produces creates such a nice atmosphere that the denizens of heaven who travel in space with their wives and beloveds stop their airplanes, for they are stunned by the vibration of the flute. Boy, I just came from a plane. It was flying 14 hours from Santiago. If Krishna played his flute, maybe the plane would stop. I might not have been here in time. No questions. No, don't. Later. At the end, okay? Because we got to get... At the end. Let me do my show. Okay? I'm the transcendental Jay Leno here. Okay. The wives of the demigods who are seated in the plains then become very much ashamed of their own singing and musical qualifications. Not only that, but they become afflicted with conjugal love and their hair and tight clothes immediately loosen. Another gopi said, beautiful Krishna plays his flute in order to enliven the hearts of many devotees. He is the only friend of the suffering living entities. When he plays his flute, all the cows and other animals of Vrindavan are engaged in eating, but they simply take a morsel of food in their mouths and stop chewing. So when we are taking prasad later, we're eating. If Krishna played his flute, we would stop. Their ears raise up and they become stunned. They do not appear alive, but like painted animals. Krishna's flute playing is so attractive that even the animals become enchanted. What to speak of ourselves? So here is how Krishna, his name. Krishna's name means all attractive. He's attractive to the gopis. He's attractive to the animals of Vrindavan also. Not only living animals, but even inanimate objects like the rivers and the lakes of Vrindavan also become stunned when Krishna passes. When he plays on his flute and calls the cows with Balaram, the river Yamuna stops flowing and waits for the air to carry dust from Krishna's lotus feet. The river Yamuna is unfortunate like us. It does not get Krishna's mercy. The river simply remains stunned, stopping its waves, just as we also stop crying for Krishna, expecting him to return. When Krishna plays on his flute, charming the whole created world, the clouds stop their loud thundering out of fear of him. Rather than disturb the vibration of his flute, they respond with mild thunder and so congratulate Krishna, their friend. Why is he their friend? Well, one thing the clouds do is protect Krishna from the hot sun. You all know Delhi area, how hot it gets in summertime. 120, 130 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what it is, Celsius. But it gets hot, right? Yes. And also, the cloud has something in common with Krishna. Color. The dark rain cloud is the same color as Krishna's skin. Transcendental skin. Now another gopi now turns to Mother Yashoda. My dear Mother Yashoda, your son is very expert among the cowherd boys. He knows all the different arts of how to tend the cows and how to play the flute. He composes his own songs, and to play them, he puts his flute to his mouth. Who would like to hear one of Krishna's songs? That day is coming. Stay with this movement. That day is coming. Oops. Krishna is telling me no more nonsense. He puts his flute to his mouth and then he plays either in the morning or in the evening. All the demigods, including Shiva, Brahma, Indra, and Chandra, bow their heads and listen with great attention. Although they are very learned and expert, they cannot understand the musical arrangements of Krishna's flute. They simply listen attentively and try to understand, but they become bewildered and nothing more. And when Krishna returns, he is garlanded with tulsi leaves. Tulsi Maharani is here. When I saw Tulsi here at the program, I said, this will be a super excellent program. Prindaye Tulsi Devya Priyaye Kesavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Vradidevi Satya Vatya Namo Namaha. Tulsi, we pray that we may become Krishna's maid servant. If you want to become Krishna's maid servant, Tulsi. Prabhupada says that if you chant japa in front of Tulsi, just like Haridas Thakur, perfect chanting. So get yourself Tulsi, put her on a little altar, and chant in front of Tulsi. Perfection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. When he returns, garlanded with Tulsi leaves, he puts his hand on the shoulder of a cowherd boyfriend and begins to blow his transcendental flute. The wives of the black deer become enchanted upon hearing the vibration of his flute, which resembles the vibration of the veena. The deer come to Krishna and become so charmed that they stand still, forgetting their homes and husbands. And like us, who are enchanted by the ocean of the transcendental qualities of Krishna, the female deer become enchanted by the vibration of his flute. Now Prabhupada writes elsewhere that this sound of Krishna's flute, that is what the gopis meditate on. Some people, like where I came from, Santiago and Panama, many of the Sindhi people, they are disciples of Radhaswami. Maybe some of you know Radhaswami. So he teaches them a private mantra. And I was told, I'm just telling you what I was told, those who are initiated, they have to meditate on the mantra he gives 2.5 hours. But none of them do it. That's what they tell me. They get initiated, but they don't do 2.5 hours. How can you do 2.5 hours meditation in a bustling city? No. If you want to do 2.5 hours meditation, go to the forest, not to some busy city. Yes, I'm going to live in New York City and do my 2.5 hours. Ever been in New York City? There's no silence. Even at night, there's sound. Police cars shooting. People laugh. So much sound, there's no question of meditation. Meditation is not for cities. 2.5 hours? Maybe they do 5 minutes on some private mantra. So the gopis, they do meditation, but not this. Oh, not that kind. What is their meditation? Krishna's flute. They're always meditating on that sound. Now Prabhupada says, we can't imitate because you haven't heard it. But we can follow their footprints. How? Prabhupada explains. Krishna's flute is in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's where it's hidden. Don't tell anybody. Okay, tell anybody. That's where it is. It's in Krishna's Maha Mantra. How do you know that you've achieved perfection in your Japa Mala? You will hear Krishna's flute. Because I get that question all the time. Prabhu, how many years do I have to chant? Have you heard Krishna's flute yet? No, keep chanting. The early disciples would sometimes tell Prabhu, Prabhupada, when I'm chanting, I see lights and this thing. What should I do? Prabhupada says, keep chanting, it'll go away. They thought they had achieved success. My wife, when she first joined the temple, all the devotees in the morning, they're chanting in the temple room. My wife's a new devotee, but she sees some devotees are like this. So she thought, oh, they've achieved samadhi. No. They're sleeping. Prabhupada once went to one yoga ashram. And that yoga ashram, they were doing that standard meditation. But Prabhupada said, when he went there, people are supposed to be doing meditation. He kept hearing snoring. The snoring meditation. So, keep chanting. Because the Hare Krishna mantra is there. So we should always, like the gopis, they're always meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute. Then we should be meditating on the Maha Mantra or the words of Bhagavad Gita. Like my friend Kamlesh. He's always meditating on Arjuna Uvacha, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Or some people, maybe you are meditating on Bhagavatam verse. Always be absorbed in the sound of Krishna. What is your question? Now you can ask your question. And what's said in the morning and in the evening. Now, especially what is this special time? I haven't asked him. When I find out, I'll let you know. I will do a Facebook. All right, everybody, Krishna's favorite time. I'm sorry, that information is above my pay grade. No, I haven't read it. Maybe your spiritual master is here now. You ask him this question. Let's see what he says. Oh, but you'll ask me. I love this. This is true for so many people. I get this all the time. Because I have my followers and Shiksha disciples all over the world. And sure enough, they always ask me the questions. They're afraid to ask their spiritual master. I'm thinking, wait, I don't get paid for this. Where's my dakshin? You want me to answer? What? I should get a tax from all the gurus. Hey, come on. You know, I'm taking care of all your disciples. You know, how about get my commission here?
Just ask one funny question.
Go ahead.
I always ask you.
Yeah, I know, because you won't ask him.
I ask a funny question. I say, whenever any thought is just in your life or your something is happening, my eye is, oh boy, you know? Oh boy. And my wife said, oh Krishna, how can I give that, what you call
it? You want to follow in her footsteps? Yes, she's right. Yes, you have to practice.
Yeah.
Just like when you sneeze. Ha-chuta! That's how you should sneeze.
What I'm asking, what anybody says, oh boy or oh Krishna?
Yes, or something else. Or something else. I know devotees, they have told me. So many times they were this close to a car crash. They didn't come out Krishna. It was a different letter word. So you have to practice. You have to practice. Because it could be that moment, the time of death. Oh boy, there's a boy loka. That's where you're going to go. Where everybody's a boy. Yes, so chant Hare Krishna, everybody. Or else, don't go in a car unless your wife is there. Or at least somebody who's always going to chant if there's a near accident. Yeah, but what about she? That's okay. But what about the time she's not there? Then it's you and boy. Now, wait. The Bengalis, when they say the word abai, they say a boy. So add a boy. Don't say a boy. That makes you fearless. Then you're covered. In Bengali. A boy o charno ro dimbore. How am I doing so far? Am I better than Jay Leno? I think so. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. All right, we're over time. Let's have kirtan. Let us begin. Thank you very much.